Number 85 from September 2013, A Wide Net. Without a doubt, the best summer job I ever had came right after I graduated from college and right before seminary. It was working with the Minnesota Fish and Wildlife Department. It just so happened that the largest natural spring in the state was only about 5 miles from our farm. In a moment of clarity, the state government saw the opportunity with this spring that gushed out water at a constant temperature of 48 degrees to establish a fish hatchery. And that is what they did. The hatchery had a brood pond with huge trout in it, rainbow trout, brown trout, and brook trout. These big old fish were netted from time to time, and the eggs were stripped out of them and raised from that stage until they were little fish about 6 inches long. Then they were released in rivers and streams throughout the lower part of the state. My regular job was to put on hip waders every day and brush down the raceways that held the small fish and keep their environment clean. Sometimes I got to feed the big fish, which was really fun. They would make the water just roil when they came swooshing in on the fish pellets. But the best part of all came when we got to take the tank trucks to the Mississippi River to catch fish for the county fairs and state fair display tanks. This did not seem like work to me at all. We had a 300-foot seine by which to net these fish in the backwaters of the Mississippi. My job was to take one end of the seine's rope and swim around to the bank, and then the boat would pull the other end of the net around. The variety of species that we could pull out of those backwaters was amazing. There were walleyes, catfish, rock sturgeons, eels, turtles, and all kinds of weird things, as well as regular fish. It was our job to then start sorting out the various things that we wanted to take for the displays. This sorting out process was most interesting. It really was more fun than work. Years later, when my son Clint was in college, I had occasion to recall this netting and sorting process. My son told me that he and a few guys were going down to Florida for spring break. I had done this too during spring break of my senior year of college, so I had some idea of the kind of stuff that went on. The only trouble that we got into was being rousted by the beach patrol for sleeping on the beach. Apparently that is not allowed. I was pretty sure that things had not gotten any tamer during spring breaks than when we were in college, so I warned Clint that if he was even in the area where things were happening that were illegal, he might get picked up and be in trouble. I think my exact words were, when the authorities come, they throw a pretty wide net and they don't sort out very well. I just talked to a parent at the hospital about 3 weeks ago that said that his son was now on probation for a year because he had been at a party where there was underage drinking and marijuana use. This young man said that he had not been using anything and hadn't been at the party very long when the police arrived and rounded everybody up. Everybody got the same punishment. Some was deserved and some was not. Again, they used a pretty wide net and they didn't sort out very well. I think all parents wish that their children and grandchildren would believe them when they tell the kids that stuff about the wide net. But there is someone else who throws a wide net and doesn't sort out very much, and that is our God. His net of grace is cast far and wide, hoping to capture our hearts and draw us into himself. He doesn't seem to sort out much at all. He accepts liars, cheats, thieves, adulterers, murderers, and people with sexual issues. He accepts people whose intentions are always better than their actions. In short, he accepts you and me. So I guess there are nets, and then there are nets. Some we want to avoid, and some we welcome.